And here we go. I am Flame Flash of FlameFlash.net, and welcome to episode 9 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. This week, well, we'll be hitting games, parenting, and news, because this has been a full week for me. I don't know about the rest of you guys on the interwebs. We'll start with gaming, like we always do, though. What I have gamed in this last week, I'm going to start with a new and different order this time around, so hopefully I won't forget anything. First off, the Uncharted 3 multiplayer demo, or beta. I feel like it's both. It is a fun, interactive way to finally get out there again after so much time avoiding online play like the plague. And I quite enjoyed myself. It really helps that the PlayStation 3 platform does not, by default, give every player on the network a headset. It really helps shield you and the assumption that you will even have a headset. I appreciate that greatly. Thank you, Sony. Well, let's see. We also hit MotorStorm Apocalypse multiplayer demo was what it was called. A fun racing game if you don't have Mario Kart. All these vehicles have are the various weights and a turbo boost. Well, a turbo boost is always good. It's not the end-all be-all. I really miss my turtle shells. I stank at both, by the way, both of those demos. But if somebody as rusty as I am on going online and actually competing against rather than competing with the world or the environment in some kind of a co-op form, I thought I did pretty well. But other than those two demos, I actually downloaded the free-to-play Spiral Knights off of Steam. Only played it long enough to try and participate in the Steam Summer Camp event and get myself another ticket, which I failed to do. I'm not sure where these supposed tickets actually were hiding, but they hid them very well. It looks like soon after that came a little bit of Critter Crunch on the PlayStation Network. I seem to have lost my save at some point. I'm not sure when, but it's probably going to be rather satisfying to start all over from the beginning anyway. So we'll see what happens. Critter Crunch, for those that are uninitiated, it's a fun top-down scrolling puzzler. You grab the smaller bug, feed it to the slightly bigger bug, and then there's a slightly bigger bug on top of that, and each one eats the other corresponding slightly smaller bug. There's special items involved. It was a great game to score from the PlayStation Plus program last year. Bomberman Ultra. This, speaking of PlayStation Plus, is a great little title, even for a toddler. He'll light up the room laughing about all of the funny explosions as the older two cheer on for me to at least dodge the clock, if not my opponent fully. It seems Harry Potter, Lego Harry Potter, years 1 through 4, is finally complete. We beat it over the weekend. Those Lego games are rather, well, are really fun and satisfying. It's surprising. Don't let the term Lego fool you into thinking it's something less than it is. It is a great game, especially now that it's in the bargain bin. We also saw some Sims 3 play over the weekend. We caved during the Steam event and picked up a second license, which has really freed both my laptop up and the kids to finally be able to actually make those Sims. Because they've been wanting to, and I haven't really been wanting to fill. Well, it looks like the Uncharted 3 beta actually ends as of tomorrow. That's a nice little tidbit. So once this finally goes up and gets uploaded and everything, the beta will be over. I'll probably go ahead and delete it tonight just so it doesn't clog up space. Not that I need to, but just so it doesn't. Oh, The Sims 3. I knew I was... got distracted. Darn tweets. But The Sims 3 Generations, mixed with the other expansion packs before it, it really is feeling like a complete game finally. As though everything is just properly coming together. Whether that's improved interactions, more interactions, though the teens being able to prank. Hopefully they can prank other things, because simply putting a whoopee cushion on a couch or a chair, well, it's just not very impressive. Anybody could have done that. I mean, somebody could even do it to themselves, I suppose, accidentally. Get pranked themselves. Not sure why you would in the game, but I suppose it would work. Certainly build up the wish, or fulfill a wish for the sim if it's to successfully prank a certain amount of people. Just step out, set the prank, activate the prank, step out, rinse, lather, and repeat. Rinsing is actually the other prank that I've stumbled upon so far in Sims 3. It has to do with putting some dye in the shower head and then watching as the victim sim gets out, realizes what happened, and hops back into the shower to wash it off. Plans for This Versus Zombies got a little bit more playtime. Not a huge amount this weekend, but enough to certainly mention it and earn a mention. Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalker, though. Now we're getting into some of the most played. The Sims 3 was another one of the most played this week. But I am still slowly slogging away at it and quite enjoying it. I'll leave it at that since I've mentioned it in previous shows. But if you haven't picked it up yet, I'd highly recommend it. I've noticed that the Sony PlayStation Plus store actually is starting to weed out some of the older content to really let the original subscribers feel extra special. Or at least I do. I know if I let my subscription drop, I would suddenly lose access to all of these games. But it's a value to have the subscription in the first place, in my opinion. Just for the sheer amount of games that you get for free, it's been extremely satisfying. The younger son just today powered up Digger. That was one of the ones we got for free. Think Mr. Do, if anybody remembers that from back in the day. It's basically Mr. Do, but instead of him running around and tossing a little ball to kill the monsters, it's a little underground drilling tank driving around, collecting everything, and then shooting its cannon to kill the monsters. Yeah, I didn't get sold either by the major differences between that one and the one I'd mentioned previously. I wonder how long he's been working on the... You don't... Well, let's see here. Oh, hi. Sorry, I seems to have gotten distracted. Long day. You don't know Jack got some good play time again this week, though an embarrassing dis or dat section of the show, of the game show video game. Well, let's just say we're not going to be playing that one with the kids. It inspires a bit too many questions. We'll just, we'll leave it at that. Ended the game, not abruptly, because we didn't want to raise any more questions, but this once we're going to leave the honest question with simply an I don't know, and that we didn't know Jack, and move on and not let them continue playing the game with us. Finally, World of Warcraft would be the last contender for gaming this last week. I almost have two 285s. So close now. I can almost taste it. One bar away on my death knight. For those just joining, the plan is for me to swap my death knight out and be kind of the guardian to my wife's healer druid and go in PvP while I take my level 85 druid out and gear up the resto set, meaning the bear feral set that I had been building as a pair with the wife just isn't going to cut it going out and trying to PvP. Hence a plate wearer. The warlock, who I think sits at around 82, well, he's going to sit around 82 for a little while longer, same with the mage. I'm going to focus on these two either for PvP leveling up with honor points or gearing up with justice points. But thinking back to the You Don't Know Jack information, involvement, how much protection do you put on your gaming systems? The Wii and the Xbox 360 both have an ESRB rating system where you can set E, E10, Teen, etc. And then they can't access anything higher. That's it. Done. Well, the PS3, this is actually a major complaint of mine, has these weird, obnoxious levels for each of those things. So you just don't know, Jack, you just don't know what you're protecting them from without going into every single one of your games, hitting information, and seeing what level they are. Hit triangle on the game, go to information, that's where the little level will pop up. The security level required, if you didn't know. Believe I need to actually turn on my PS3 again, because I was downloading some new PlayStation Plus hour demos. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, The Catherine demo that just came out today, and a couple of others. I'd have to reference my system to be sure. Some pretty big demos, but that's where upgrading your hard drive is actually a really good idea. On to other quasi-parenting, quasi-news stories. I'm wondering if anybody's heard about that restaurant banning six-year-olds. Some parents are getting all up in arm about the fact six and under. So they're kicking in. They're just asking that you leave the kids home. I don't understand what the hubbub is about. No shirt, no shoes, no children, no service. What's wrong with that? When I go out to a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant, as I like to call them, and eat, the last thing on my mind is to be stared at from the booth behind me of somebody's very cute but intruding toddler. I remember when we only had one kid and we would go out, that was one thing we would correct him on. We wouldn't let him get away with it. But, and I know there are quite a few discipline-conscious parents out there, but not everyone is. And those that aren't ruin the dining experience for everyone else. Now, going out and taking my entire brood, well, if one of them gets unruly, I know for a fact that I'm going to have to ask for the check, ask for some doggy bags, and leave. Don't put the rest of your fellow diners at an inconvenience simply because your kids are acting up. It's kind of like the Octomom going and trying to fly with her 12. No! Charter a bus! Fill the bus to capacity with your kids! Or near capacity. And go that way! Or a train, or anything else that actually lets your kids be slightly up and about. Rent a motorhome. Of course, I think these days you actually have to wear your seatbelt in motorhomes. When I was a kid growing up, my parents had an RV that did not have seatbelts throughout the back, and so I was nicely spoiled, and while they insisted I sit in one place, for the most part, I was allowed to, say, get up and relocate myself if I needed to quickly stretch my legs for a moment, or reposition to have better lighting for my book. But I was allowed to get up for a moment. Rare occasion they'd even turn on the generator and let me plug in my original NES and play Super Mario Brothers or something. Super rare, but still have good memories of it. But you don't take such a large brood or a single unruly child into these places. The restaurant trying to do the banning, or successfully doing the banning, it is a private business after all, they're wanting to be some fancy, highfalutin, sit-down place. Why would I want to take my kids there anyway? Just saying. Moving on a little bit to the discipline track of things. Our kids don't experience the terrible twos. They experience the terrible threes. The younglings are starting to just barely understand the fact that they're not fully part of mommy and daddy and attached to the hip. And so our little three-year-old is starting to talk back. Go! We say no, and he says go. It's cute, but annoying. Each child is different, too. So the tactics used on, say, the older two just probably aren't going to work. the tactics used on this one probably aren't going to work on the baby when she's three. It's just not going to work. Which is unfortunate that there's not some kind of manual, because we're still very much in learning stages with this little guy on what works and what doesn't, and how to actually get him to listen. We'll keep you posted on that one. Still very much in the learning phase, sadly. Last bit of news that I have. I seem to have combined parenting and news a little bit this time around. But Netflix just raised their price. Today, actually, for new subscribers. I believe it kicks in for everyone starting September 1st, or your next billing date after September 1st. I think ours would be September 10th. I say would be because we're probably going to say goodbye. If you go to blog.netflix.com, you'll see a rather, to me at least, intelligence-insulting post about adding value by making us pay more and splitting up the service. Right now we do the three DVD at a time, and it gives us unlimited streaming, included, free, quote-unquote. Well, now they're chopping off the unlimited streaming into its own $8 plan and increasing the price of your DVD out plan as well. So it's not simply that they're raising the price. They're raising the price by, I think all the blogs and whatnot are saying 60%. Give me a reason why, Netflix. Give me a legitimate reason why. Just saying they're going to add value is not helpful. It's, as one of my Google Plus friends pointed out, it's as if going into McDonald's and buying a Happy Meal, they tell you, yeah, it's extra value now because we're asking you to pay $2 for each individual piece of the Happy Meal. Well, that's, you know, the chicken nuggets, the fries, the chocolate milk, and the toy. Well, I believe they run about $6 at this point. It's fortunately been a little while since we've been into McDonald's, but $6 just turned into what? 8? Fries, chocolate milk, Happy Meal, chicken, toy. Yeah. 4 times 2, 8. So that's not a value add. That's simply changing the selling process. Removing the bundle option. Ugh. It's a mess. If I refresh my page, there are now up to 53,600 some odd people. A majority of them either spamming, so maybe hack off 10,000, angrily about this change. It's going to fall on deaf ears, but it's rather incredible. What they should have done is what I received later, which is the friendly email saying, due to, well, I've got it right here. We are separating unlimited DVDs by mail and unlimited streaming into two separate plans to better reflect the costs of each. So, this email sends a completely different message than their blog. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Insulting. Go one way or the other, Netflix. That's all I'll rant on that one, though, I promise. I'm done. Impressively, I am nearing the 25-minute mark, which I think is going to make this the longest podcast of FlameFlash.net ever so far. Minus the dead space where I think I was trying to nod off. I'll edit that out. for the podcast iTunes crowd. I apologize to the single guest that probably has muted me at this point in chat. But anyway, last podcast, I promised a contest, and I'm going to stick to it. When I post the new episode announcement on the blog for episode 9, I will be also announcing the full details to it. But we are giving away an Xbox 360 game, NBA Jam, wonderful classic. Absolutely great for a family or to go online and enjoy playing. It's a very good game. Older, I know. Not made of money. That's why the Netflix price hike actually upsets me, along with them insulting my intelligence. Crap. I just backpedaled and talked about it again. Sorry. But that's what we'll be offering out for everyone to celebrate episode 10 coming up next week. But I believe I'll close out here and maybe ding 85 in World of Warcraft real fast before headed off to bed. As always, I'm Flame Flash at flameflash.net. If you want to write in, the podcast is podcast@flameflash.net. We're on Facebook. Not on Google Plus yet. They don't have a group function quite yet there. And I guess we'll hopefully see you next week. Take care.